New Jersey beaches are on average 30 to 40 feet narrower after Hurricane Sandy. That's according to a study by the Richard Stockton College Coastal Research Center. The center says nearly $700 million were spent replacing sand on the state's beaches from 1986 to 2011. Now, New Jersey Public Radio's David First says the cost of reconstructing the coast will only increase, as will public debate over whether it's such a great idea.
When planners use the phrase engineered beaches, they're basically talking about dredging sand from a mile offshore, hauling it to a beach, then constructing dunes and planting beach grasses. It's all done in an effort to mimic nature and to protect property. 2 weeks after Sandy, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called for the federal government to help fund a major Army Corps of Engineers program on the coast.
Now we need the president and the Congress to step up and make sure that they give them the resources that they need to be able to engineer the beaches from one end of New Jersey to the other so we don't have this kind of disaster again.
On Friday, the Christie administration said Sandy caused at least $29.4 billion worth of damage in New Jersey. The governor promised to spare no effort to rebuild the state's tourism industry and infrastructure, but hasn't provided a figure for how much would be needed for beach restoration. Dr. Stuart Farrell is director and founder of the Coastal Research Center at Richard Stockton College. He says the nearly $700 million spent placing sand on the New Jersey coast over 25 years was money well spent.
My friends in the tourist business say New Jersey earns $30 to $35 billion a year as its tourist industry revenue. That's actually a fairly small price to pay for maintenance of the industry, I would think.
But Oren Pilkey says that approach is not sustainable. He's professor emeritus of geology at Duke's Nicholas School of the Environment. He says replenished beaches will need new sand on average every 3 to 5 years. He says it's getting harder to find sand on the continental shelf and that the cost is becoming prohibitive. He says for the 21-mile stretch of beach running south from Sandy Hook, it will cost $13 million per mile to replenish.
That's a huge amount of money to protect some houses. And, you know, maybe we need to start thinking the longer term, which means moving some houses or not rebuilding some houses that have been destroyed by the storm.
But Tom Johnson with NJ Spotlight says that's not likely to happen. He points to a post-Sandy decision by the state to allow county and local governments to bypass the Department of Environmental Protection permit process in order to quickly replace public infrastructure, like roads and bridges.
Many of the people whose homes were destroyed or badly damaged include state legislators, influential people in New Jersey who make critical decisions, and people with money. So my guess is it's going to be moved forward quickly rather than a lengthy and more deliberate process.
Opponents say a deliberate process is exactly what's needed and that sand replenishment alone won't solve the problem. They argue that eventually the notion of rebuilding homes exactly where they were on the water's edge won't fly with inland taxpayers who have to keep footing an ever-increasing bill. For WNYC, I'm David First.
For a map of storm surge predictions for our region and how they compared against actual flooding during Sandy, go to WNYC.org.